The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. Today, I think we have an interesting show. Now, you may have heard or you may know that I do what I call Teeth Across America series, a series of interviews when I travel. And so today, we're going to expand that to London, England, in an episode we're calling Teeth Across the Pond. Now, this is one of several episodes we'll be doing over the next month or two or three, maybe, where we listen to interviews that I did when I was in London, not just London, but I just came back from a trip where we went to England, Scotland, and Wales, and I was able to interview folks in all three nations, and I had a lot of fun. It was a great trip to do. And the people were wonderful, and there's just so many neat differences and similarities between the two of us that it's special. So I almost didn't make it for the show. My flight from London was delayed 4.5 hours, and we didn't get into Detroit until well after our flight had departed to Columbus. And so the airline was going to put us up at a hotel and have us on a flight this morning at 10:30. And I thought, you know what, that's probably not going to work. So I rented a car, and my wife and I drove in last night. And so it's been kind of a short night, but that's okay because it's exciting. So what I want to do is, and by the way, the trip that we just got back from was for an anniversary, the 35th anniversary. My wife and I, you maybe remember, that I mentioned a couple weeks ago. All right, let's go ahead and start with this very first segment, and then I'll add some in a minute. Today we're going to do a Teeth Across America series, although this time it's going to be kind of special because rather than across America, we're across the pond. We're actually in London. And I'm walking down Buckingham Palace Road, I think it's called, Buckingham Palace Street. And we're not too far from Buckingham Palace. We're going to go actually tour it here soon. And before I go in, I hope to meet up with some Londoners and ask them a little bit about dental care in Old Britain. Let's see, I got to keep from getting run over because these cars are on the wrong side of the road. Okay, let's see who we can find that's willing to talk to us. It's kind of neat. Oh, we'll cross here. It's kind of neat because they do have those high double-decker buses. It makes me wonder why they can be so tall, because in the U.S. I think they would not fit under the bridges, but maybe they don't have bridges here. I don't know. Maybe that's where the London Bridges falling down thing came. Anyway, all right, let's see who we can find who's willing to talk. So guess what? I get in line for Buckingham Palace, and I find that it's a bunch of tourists. I didn't find very many people from England there, or at least you can't tell sometimes till they start to talk. And so I was not able to interview people in line. It was they were either from a language that I didn't understand or didn't think was appropriate for this segment of the interview. So we went ahead and had our tour of Buckingham Palace, and then afterwards I went out on the street with my microphone, and I walked up to some folks that were at this little park. And now let's go ahead and listen to these interviews. All right, so I'm at the corner of, I think, Victoria, and where are we?
Scotland Yard Park.
Scotland Yard Park. Okay, okay, and what's your name?
No.
Oh, what's your name?
It's John Wayne. No, it's Kieran Cook.
Kieran Cook. Okay, Kieran. Well, thanks for talking to me. Now, like I said, I'm a dentist in the United States in Columbus, Ohio. I have a show called Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And after we do the interview, if you want...
Is this a piss take?
It's a what?
A piss take. Is this a piss... He's genuine.
Oh, no, I'm not... No, it's not a wind-up. I'm a real dentist. It's a real show. After we're done, I'll on there, it'll show you how you can access it, okay? So I want to compare the U.S. system of dentistry to here. And you were telling me that you haven't seen a dentist in how long?
About 14 years.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because it costs money, mate. It costs money to go see a dentist.
But it costs money to get pizza.
What's more important, food or your teeth?
You're really asking me? You're asking a dentist that?
Right. Food's more important. You need food to stay alive.
That's true. But if you can't eat the food...
But then you buy something that's soft.
Drink soup.
Yeah, exactly.
Drink soup. Okay. So when you went 14 years ago, what did they do?
Butchered me.
They butchered you?
I'm scared of dentists. Honestly, God, I'm scared of dentists.
And were you hurt as a child?
What? What do you mean by that?
Well, what made you afraid?
What? Because... a lot of people's got a fear of dentists. Mine's if you don't face your phobia, then it's a phobia that I'm not willing to face.
Now, what does the dentist do to try to make it better?
What?
Do they have laughing gas? Do they have oral sedation?
I don't know. It's like, don't get me wrong, I've had dental and it's the needles where I've had needles in the front of my mouth and it hurt like. And I've turned around and, it's just not so hard. I want my teeth sorted, but I need root canal at the minute, but...
What's a root canal cost?
I don't know, about 550 quid or something like that.
550, did you say critters?
Quid, yeah, quid.
Pounds, okay. And they're also known as quitters?
Quids.
Quits. Q-U-I-D-S is also a pound? Okay, I didn't know that. See, I'm learning something. And so are my listeners learning when we play this. Okay, so it's 550 pounds. Yeah, you have to come to Ohio. Honestly, let's see, the conversion...
Columbus,
you've heard of Columbus?
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've got relatives in... I did have relatives.
Can I get close enough that they can hear you? Sure.
I had relatives in... where was it? Ohio. On Lake Erie.
Okay, up by Cleveland or Toledo?
Yeah, Cleveland, yeah. My godfather.
Your godfather lives in Cleveland now?
Well, he did. I think he did when he was my godfather, yes.
Okay. And are you as afraid of dental care as Kieran?
I'm not afraid of it. I've never been hurt by it. I haven't been to a dentist since 1990.
1990, so that's 11 years.
That was emergency.
No, that's 20.
21 years.
21 years.
It was an emergency treatment. I had an abscess under a molar. And now I've got a gap.
So are you staying away because of the cost?
I think that's what makes most people of our class or my class keep away from dentists, is the cost.
Okay, and what class? You look like just a normal guy to me. What class do you mean?
I would say I was working class.
Working class, okay. So are you saying in England then only the upper class
middle
can...
upper class.
Middle to upper class can access dental
usually
care?
Usually because they've got insurance.
Okay, so you don't have insurance?
No.
Now, typically I thought the working class folks did have insurance, at least in the United States, because they get it through their companies, but you don't here?
No. Medical and dental insurance is very rare for the sort of job I would do. It wouldn't be part of the package.
And what job do you do?
Well, I'm an unskilled manual worker.
Okay, so manual labor. Okay. I don't think I got your name. What was your name?
My name is Kevin Grok.
Kevin Grok?
Grok.
Grok.
An Irish name.
Irish name, okay.
My father was Irish.
I'm visiting England, Scotland, and Wales. I'm not going to get to Ireland this trip. Maybe I'll come back again and go to Ireland.
You should.
Yeah. Do you watch Rory McIlroy?
Who?
The golfer.
Oh, yeah. Good on him. Yeah. Good on him.
And what's his name? Graham something, another Irishman that's been playing pretty well lately in the golf world.
I'm sorry, I don't follow golf, but I heard of him because he, whatever it was, he won recently.
Yeah.
I'm not really up with the news at the moment.
I think he won the British Open.
Yes, that's it, the Open. No, the Open. It's called the Open. It's
just called the Open here.
Doesn't have the prefix of British, yes.
That's right, because you guys assume it's British because you're here.
Well, it's known as the Open. There's the American Open, there's the Open.
Got it. Okay, see, I'm getting the education I came for. Now, since you don't have a toothache, you're not going to the dentist, right?
No, exactly. I mean, I know I probably needed dental work from when I was a child because I've got crooked teeth, but they're sound, and I'm quite happy with them.
Quite happy with your teeth, and you're quite happy not to have the sound of the dental drill, is that what you're saying?
No, by sound, I meant my teeth were in good condition.
Oh, your teeth are solid. Okay, got it, got it. Okay, now when you needed that root canal, oh, wait a minute, you had a tooth out. You had it out.
An abscess in under the molar.
Okay. So by the time you got to a dentist in 1990, you already needed it extracted. It was too far gone.
Yeah. Yes.
So what? How do you know if you don't have another tooth that's kind of getting that way?
Well, that's the point. I don't. But I do clean my teeth regularly. I know I should floss, but I don't.
Okay.
But I try to keep away from sugary foods and, you know, eat a lot of fruit and veg.
That'll do it. Now,
I know the acid could possibly be a problem.
It's lactic acid.
The acid from the fruit juice.
From the fruit juice? Well, that will actually hurt teeth as well, but what really gets them, what really causes decay, is the acid given off by bacteria.
Right.
And the bacteria, of course, is from sugar, and you're saying you're eliminating that, right?
Well, I'm not totally eliminating, but I try to keep it as least sugar as possible.
I don't have a dental office over here.
No, you won't be licensed to practice, will you?
No, I'm not licensed to practice in London.
I know I shouldn't smoke. That's why my teeth are yellow.
Well, you know what else it does? It's not just yellow. What else does it do, do you know?
Gum disease.
Exactly. Yeah, you're a pretty smart guy. And how does it do that? Do you know how it does that?
I'm smart, otherwise I wouldn't do it, would I?
That's a good point. Although, most people that smoke want to quit. They got started when they were a kid and they know they shouldn't do it, but they just can't quit.
I just started again.
Okay, well then maybe you aren't that smart.
About 2 months.
2 months? Okay.
That was because of financial reasons. I didn't have the money to smoke, and now I don't need the money to smoke.
Right. Now, what I was going to tell you is when you smoke, it decreases the blood supply to the gums. That's why you get gum disease.
Ah. Yeah, because I know about that, because I've seen the infrared images of people smoking and the extremities go cold. And
Right. And so with lack of blood supply, your body can't fight off the gum infection as well as it would have if you weren't a smoker.
I see.
Now, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and that is at some point in the next year, go to a dentist and get an exam and some x-rays.
Once I've got an address, I will do that.
Okay. All right.
At the moment, I'm homeless.
At the moment, you're homeless?
Yes.
Do you follow the news much? Because there was a famous homeless gentleman in the United States that they call him Ted the Golden Voice Williams. Are you familiar with that story?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Because it was on YouTube.
Was it?
And he was filmed holding up a sign. And he used to be in radio. And he got famous by a local.
Yeah, but I don't want teeth like that. I don't want Hollywood teeth.
Oh, but he does.
Well, I don't.
See, we could have made them just healthy, but he wanted the Hollywood smile. He wanted the million-dollar smile. We could have just gotten rid of his cavities.
That looks like false teeth.
Well, if you see them in person, they don't.
Well, I understand that because you want to put your work at its finest. You don't want to do down your own work, do you? I mean, that looks, you know, that is a fantastic transformation, but I don't want teeth like that. I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has a space between his front teeth.
Does he?
Maybe there's somebody else famous with perfect teeth you don't want to look like.
Perfect teeth.
Yeah.
No, to me, they look,
too perfect.
Yeah, I know there's this thing about British teeth.
You do?
Yes, we've all heard it.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because
like British cuisine.
What about British cuisine? Because I know about the teeth. Okay, now I want you to stay tuned, and we're going to find out what Kevin Grork thinks of British cuisine in a little bit. But first, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And so before we do that, I need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And here's the way we're going to do it. We're going to give out the question, and any of the first four callers could be the winner because I wrote on a piece of paper for numbers 1 through 4, and we have them turned over, and after the four callers come in, we'll get your name, and then my producer will just pick a number, and he'll flip over a piece of paper, and that will be the winner. So the question is, what is a nickname for British pounds that was mentioned by Kieran Cook? What did he call a British pound? Was it A, a pence, B, a quid, or C, a poundlet? The person who wins gets free flowers from Vistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Our number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Again, first four callers are in the running, and go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kivitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kivitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kivitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kivitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kivitko & Associates.
As you go along, keep smiling at trouble, for trouble is a bubble.
Okay, so we have callers on the line, and I believe they all have the right answer, so we're going to have my producer flipped over a number, and it is, he picked number 3. 3 is Jenny. Jenny, you're the winner. How are you?
Awesome. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. And the answer is?
A quid.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You just learned from listening to the show?
Yeah, I did, yeah. It was really interesting listening about London and their dental care over there.
Yeah, it was interesting to me, too, and, of course, there's more to come. And you heard me say, I thought he said critter.
Yeah. I didn't know either. I'm like, really?
It's a heavy accent.
What, an animal?
All right, Jenny, will you hang on because my producer's going to get the information about where you work, so we'll know how to get the flowers to you from Vistember, okay?
Great, thank you.
And thanks for listening. And Cam and June, and I forget the other person's name, thank you for calling, and please tune in again next week, and maybe you can be next week's winner. All right, so let's go ahead and continue the interview because, like I said, last thing Kevin Gork said was he started to talk about British cuisine, so let's hear what he had to say about that.
Rubbish, isn't it? Supposedly the rest of the world thinks British cuisine is rubbish, but you walk around here, okay, there's all the chain restaurants, but we're changing, especially in London, because we've got cuisines from all over the world here. You know, there are 300 nationalities living in London.
I didn't even know there were 300 nationalities.
Which is more than there is in the UN.
Yeah, see, I didn't know there were 300 nationalities.
300 languages, perhaps not nationalities, but...
There's 300 languages?
In London, spoken in London, yes.
Wow.
Somewhere between 280 and 300. I can't remember the exact number.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a hell of a lot.
Now, I've only been here today, haven't had dinner yet, but I'm going to go and have dinner. I'm going to taste the English cuisine. I'm going to have the fish and chips. Is that good?
It's very good.
Okay.
Because it's simple. But even that wasn't originally British.
What was it?
It came from Eastern Europe, brought over by Russian.
Like Poland or?
Yeah, Russian and Eastern European Jews brought over the fried fish and the fried potatoes. We never did that.
Interesting.
It's only about 100. So fish and chips has been British for about 150 years.
Okay, well that's pretty long.
It's not a long time.
Well, yeah, because I went to a Buckingham Palace today and I was looking at paintings from 1540. I mean, there's some old stuff there.
It's not the best palace in London.
Which one is?
Palace is just a 18th century house that's been extended massively through the 19th century.
Which is the best palace in London?
Hampton Court. You should go to Hampton Court on the west side of London.
Okay, okay.
Or St. James's Palace, just over the other side of, on Piccadilly.
St. James by Piccadilly Circle?
Yeah, that's, no, not by the circle, Piccadilly the street. There's a street called Piccadilly.
Okay.
That's where the actual court is. When an ambassador is presented to the court to represent his country in this country, he's represented to the court of St. James. He doesn't meet the Queen at Buckingham Palace. He presents his credentials at St. James's.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Okay. You know a lot, but you didn't know that. Okay.
Now, it's an older palace.
Okay. If you could change something about the dental health system in the UK, what would you change?
I don't know. Well, we're supposed to have an NHS, which is free medical and dental service.
It's called National Health Service, right?
National Health Service, the NHS, yes.
But yet you haven't been in 21 years. Why is that?
It's not free, you see.
What?
If you have anything more than emergency work or a general just look around, you have to pay money. It's not really a free dental service. It's more like a private dental service. You get very little for nothing.
Okay, I mean, we hear all the time in the States there's no such thing as a free lunch, but yet we hear that people in Europe have free dental care and free medical care, and it's not really, huh?
No. Okay. If I wanted my teeth straightened or whitened, I'd have to pay.
Okay, that's interesting.
I just don't have an income at the moment. I have no income at the moment.
Right. But you're a very articulate guy. It looks like, sound like
Everybody
you're educated.
Everybody says that, yes.
Everybody says that. But are you saying including the ones that didn't hire you or what?
No, everybody says it. Everybody says it.
Okay. Well, you know, interestingly enough, Ted is very articulate. Great handwriting, smart guy. He just wound up homeless and I think in his case he got involved in drugs and alcohol. But he has since gone to rehab and has gotten himself straight.
I got involved in poverty, that's why.
You got involved in poverty? How'd you do that? Don't tell me you spent too much on the dentist.
Nothing to do with dental care, is it?
No, but
it was my own fault. I messed up my benefit system and ended up not receiving any of the benefits I was entitled to, so lost my flat.
Oh, okay.
Decided to come to London. I've only been here 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
At the moment, it's more like a holiday than.
Yeah, it's great weather.
Thing. Well, it wasn't the first week.
I noticed you guys say some things different. You have flat, which is an apartment.
An apartment, yes.
And then the bellhop at the hotel said, "Take the lift around the corner." That meant the elevator, I take it.
Yeah, he either meant an elevator or he was directing you to the elevator, was he? Because a lift is also being picked up by a car. Somebody will give you a lift. Give me a lift. He takes you in his car somewhere.
Okay. All right. Well, excuse me. Got to get the cigarettes. Okay.
Can I see your fingers, please?
Sure. Hang on just a second. Let me say that again.
Can I see your fingers? Can I see your fingers?
Uh-huh. See, it looks like I've never worked a day in my life.
No, what I mean is...
See how soft they are?
You can usually tell a dentist's fingers.
You can tell a dentist's fingers?
No, a dentist's fingers are usually long and slim. And
well, actually, I think my fingers are... my hands are kind of small, which makes it... I can be more gentle, because I don't have to, like, pull your lips apart to get in there and do work. You wouldn't want to go to a 7-foot dentist, because he'd have 7-foot...
You could see my statistic fucking tendencies.
Wait a minute, ask me again. Oh.
You could see the sadomasochistic tendencies.
Do I have sadomasochistic tendencies?
Yeah.
No, actually, I do a lot of sedation. I make sure people feel...
Personally, I think dentists have got a sadomasochistic... Because pain, to cause somebody that much pain, you must have...
But I don't cause pain. No, I don't.
you're the only dentist I know that ever. Honest to God, dentist, to me, dentist means pain. Pain.
Well, and I'm personally trying to stop that, trying to change that. And that's why I asked why you're afraid, because I know you're never going to come to my office because you're in London and I'm in Columbus, Ohio. But if you came, you would see. Maybe you should check. There might be some dentists here that are doing the kind of sedation that I'm doing, which would be if you came to my office.
Knock me out, rip my teeth out, and
that's what I'm talking about. I can knock people out. It's called conscious sedation. It's called IV sedation. So people come in, like I did with Ted.
What is a Valium in the hand?
Some oral sedation would be a mixture of Valium, some Valium and some Compass.
It's midnight sleep or something they call it. Midnight sleep where it knocks you and bang, you don't feel. But yeah, that's what I need. Get my teeth out and give me. I don't really want dentures, but I'll take dentures while I don't have this in my mouth, man.
I'll have to edit that out. But anyway, what'd you say?
You're the dental phrase here, are you? You've got a radio show.
I'm the dental phrase, yeah, that's
no,
right.
That's another thing you do wrong. You put the month before the day in the date.
You know, I noticed that you guys do that when I was here.
Where it should be 28/02/11.
So you guys put the number, the day first.
Month, year.
So what you're saying is today's, okay, so you're saying February 28th of 2011, you would write 28/02/11.
28/02/11.
Okay, and we're the ones doing it wrong, or you're the ones doing it wrong?
No, neither of us are doing it wrong. That's just the British way. But it always, I have to think twice when I'm looking at something on the, you know, usually on the internet, I think, that's the wrong day.
Well, it's an interesting thing for me to come and just hear all the differences and see all the differences. And I just happened to notice I'm wearing the same dumb shirt I had on in this picture, aren't I? Look
Is
at that.
The same one? You didn't wear it on the flight as well, did you?
No. Anyway. Okay, well, hey, thank you so much for talking to me. Tell me your name again.
Kevin Grawke.
Kevin
Grawke. G-R-O-A-R-K-E.
G-R-O-A-R-K-E. Okay. Thank you so much, Kevin, for your insight and for...
Ask me much about dental care.
Well, you know what I find?
I've never found it painful.
That's great. That's great.
I prefer injections to gas. No, I can't. It's the smell of the mask. Or it was when I was a child.
Right, right.
That horrible rubbery smell.
So it's nice to know that there's somebody that's not afraid of the dentist sitting here next to
you. I'm not afraid of needles, no.
Okay. All right, well, hey, good luck.
In a bad way.
Right, right.
Not an injector.
Thank you so much, and good luck finding work. I think you'll find work. You just have to, when it doesn't feel like a holiday anymore, you'll go out there and find the job. I just bet you will.
You may be right.
I don't think you've been moved to it yet.
No, trouble is I like lack of responsibility.
Right.
That's the way I want to live.
Right.
I've been working hard most of my life and got nowhere, so now I'm nowhere and I'm not working.
If you're going to be nowhere, you may as well not be working, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you have a great day.
And you.
Thank you very much. Coming up, find out who will be my guest on the show next week.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
All right, so please tune in next week when my guest will be Dr. Patrick Lloyd. He is the new dean of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry. He was the University of Minnesota College of Dentistry's dean, and he began his role here at OSU on August 1st. I'm very honored to have him on my show. He'll be on next week, so please tune in next Sunday at 8:30 and every Sunday at 8:30. Go out and have a great day and a great week, and we'll meet you back here next Sunday.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.